Andrea Cabana is the state championship coach out at Grass Lake. And let's see if the party's still going on out there. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Yes, we're still very excited in Grass Lake.
Yeah, well, that was quite a game. You didn't make it easy on anybody.
No, it was definitely, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job of, you know, getting control of it early on once we made a few adjustments on defense. And then I felt like we controlled the game right up until we got into the fourth quarter. And then things got a little out of control for a minute.
But they never let you get away.
No, they didn't. You know, Kent City's a great, great team. They're very well coached. They have some phenomenal players and shooters on that team, and we knew that going in. We knew it was going to be a battle. We hoped to control the flow of the game. We hoped to, you know, to obviously, you know, be up, but we knew that they would never give up. We knew they would never lay down, and they certainly didn't. They fought right up until the end.
Yeah, it was really two similar teams, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We are very similar. We match up very, very well. Both of us shoot a very high percentage from the outside, but can get to the rim. We both play very good defense, and so we knew that going in as well. We knew that it would be a very good matchup, that we were similar, and it would probably be a very close game.
So was it a sense of joy, relief, or a little bit of both?
You know, I think it was relief once we got to that game, pretty much because of the COVID situation and, you know, trying to make sure that we, you know, didn't run into any quarantine issues or things like that. So that was certainly a relief that we got there. But, you know, once we got in the game and got playing, you know, it was just fun and it was exciting and, you know, you got to forget about all the COVID stuff, you know.
Yeah, cool moment there at the end when, Bargesser said she was going to hit those free throws, and she came out and, you know, cool as a cucumber, knocked those down.
Yep, absolutely. We, you know, at the end there, once we started shooting free throws, you know, Lexi, the girls were certainly starting to get a little excited. You know, we had to remind them, hey, we have, you know, 30 seconds left. We have 10 seconds left. This game's not over. And, you know, there was a lot of talking in those timeouts for sure amongst the girls, but she did a good job of hitting the two free throws, which were, you know, clutch in that moment for sure. And then the girls did a good job of finishing the game out with a few fouls to run the clock down, and it ended well for us, that's for sure.
The girls really seemed to handle it well, Andrea.
They did. You know, the girls, I've said it kind of all along this whole season that, you know, I've always had a very talented group of girls. They're very fundamentally sound. They've played a lot of basketball. But this year, I think the big difference is the maturity. They were very mature this year. And I'm not sure if, you know, the COVID situation played into it, because certainly they were just thankful and grateful that they even got a season, or if it was just an age thing. You know, there are a lot of juniors and seniors this year, but they were certainly far more mature. They never got caught up in, you know, the excitement or the hype, or, you know, they were very businesslike. They were very goal-oriented. They knew what they wanted, and they went after it.
So how was Friday night in Grass Lake?
We have an amazing community in Grass Lake. The support system that is within the school district and then even, you know, within the community is nothing short of amazing. They, in a very short amount of time, put together an incredible escort out on the way to Breslin and then managed to put it back together and escorted us back into Grass Lake, along with our bowling team that is also a state championship team. So we met down at the pavilion. It was absolutely humbling to see the amount of people that came out just to show their support, you know, in that moment.
And, you know, really, that's what it's all about, bringing these communities together.
Oh, absolutely. And especially in a time like, you know, this last year, I think, has been hard and a little bit of a struggle for many, many people. So to have, you know, something to bring us together that's exciting and it's fun, you know, was great.
And, you know, all your your fellow Cascades teams and even everybody in Jackson really, really pulling for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can't tell you how many people reached out to show their support, just encouraging and supporting to us. I mean, coaches from other districts, administration from other districts, parents from other districts. Mm-hmm. It was, again, very, very humbling. Last year, Michigan Center had a great opportunity to do the same thing, and it was cut short, and the amount of people from that district that reached out was, just phenomenal. We have such great people in the Jackson area that, to show their support for, a district that is not their own, to go out and to do something, amazing is just incredible.
Well, you got a nifty little group coming back next year, too, don't you?
We do. Yep. We obviously graduate three. So, we're going to have some moving pieces and some girls that are going to have to step up and, we're going to work on, development and things like that this summer. But, we have a very deep program all the way down. We have, several younger girls who actually played in the tournament, played in one game of districts and one game of regionals. And we did that in an effort to, try to keep a group of girls, safe from quarantine. So they got a ton of experience in those moments. But our JV team is phenomenal. They were undefeated other than one game. They took one loss this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they are super strong. There's several girls that will be able to step right into, I think, the roles that we will need them. And then all the way down from there as well, our middle school teams, did really well this year too. So, so we plan on just keep moving next year.
How does it feel to be called state champion?
Feels great. That is something that the girls have, that we have talked about in the program for years and years. And so, to actually have accomplished that, the girls were ecstatic. I feel it just feels awesome. I am so proud of the girls for setting that goal, for sticking to that goal, even over the last few years when things didn't go their way. They remained focused and disciplined, and this year they were able to get it.
Well, you guys did a great job. Classy job. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Andrea Cabana, state championship coach, Grass Lake.